This is a clinical skills overview of giving oxygen to a patient by nasal cannula or face mask. Oxygen is considered a drug and requires a provider's order. Administer it cautiously and observe the patient closely for adverse reactions. Assess the patient's need for oxygen and recognize the signs and symptoms of hypoxemia. The signs of hypoxemia are confusion, restlessness, difficulty breathing, rapid heart rate, and bluish skin. The steps of nasal cannula administration are: verify the healthcare provider's orders, verify the delivery method, flow rate, and the length of therapy. Then gather the necessary equipment and supplies and take them to the patient room. Perform hand hygiene, don your gloves and PPE if needed, and provide privacy. Introduce yourself to the patient and family if present. Identify the patient with two identifiers. Explain the procedure and ensure that he or she agrees. Do a pre-assessment including the respiratory system, respiratory rate, sputum production, and lung sounds. Observe the patient for any signs of anxiety, apprehension, or change in level of consciousness or dizziness. Assess the skin of the patient's nose and ears. Check oxygen saturation and ABGs if available. To attach low-flow oxygen, attach the oxygen delivery device, such as a nasal cannula or mask, to the oxygen tubing and attach the tubing to the oxygen source adjusted to the prescribed flow rate. When an oxygen flow rate is greater than 4 liters per minute, apply humidifier with it. To position the nasal cannula, place the tips in the patient's nose and adjust the elastic headband or plastic slide so it fits comfortably and snugly. Observe for proper functioning of the oxygen delivery device. For a nasal cannula, observe if it's positioned properly in the nares. For a reservoir nasal cannula, fit this device the same as for nasal cannula and ensure that the reservoir is positioned beneath the patient's nose or hanging as a pendant. For a simple face mask, apply the mask over the patient's mouth and nose to form a tight seal. A partial rebreathing mask should be applied over the patient's mouth and nose, forming a tight seal, and ensure that the reservoir bag remains partially inflated on inspiration. Confirm that the oxygen has been set up correctly and that the flow meter has been calibrated to deliver oxygen at the prescribed rate. Ensure that the ball on the flow meter is even with the number of liters per minute ordered. Document your respiratory assessment and all actions related to the oxygen administration, such as what the delivery device is and the flow rate. As part of your follow-up care, check the cannula or mask every 8 hours or according to agency policy. Keep the humidification container filled with water at all times. Monitor the patient's pulse oximetry and ABG levels if needed. Help the patient into a comfortable position and place their items within reach. That includes the call light, and make sure the patient knows how to use it to summon assistance. Discard supplies, remove PPE, and perform hand hygiene. Document and report the patient's response to the treatment and any expected or unexpected outcomes.